So much of the story of Hawaii is made up of stories of immigration. Many threads make up the fabric of our current communities, one of them from the Philippines. And tomorrow is Cicada Day, honoring the early waves of Filipino laborers who came to work harvesting sugar on the plantations across the state. The first arrivals landed in Honolulu on December 20th, 1906, aboard the SS Doric. Cicada is a Filipino word for the workers recruited by the Hawaii Sugar Planters Association from 1906 to 1946. This past weekend on the Big Island, the Hamakua community honored the last surviving cicadas. Let's take a listen.
Apolakai, moms, dads, maraming salamat. Our kuleana is to instill and practice these values of determination, foresight, and that's because it's our job. So let's all enjoy today and every day. Enjoy who you have or who you had, and there are not very many left. In 2006, we had a whole row of 25. Today we have 7. So celebrate with gusto, and please, please, Apobaket, Apolakai, you are our roots, and we thank you for all that you have done. So how about a nice round of applause for all of our sakais and their offspring.
That was Sandra Claveria, the Big Island Cicada Singers, singing the Cicada song, and Lorraine Mendoza, co-chair of the Cicada Day 2018 Event Committee at last Sunday's commemorative festivities. HPR's Catherine Cruz spoke with Norman Arancon, a University of Hawaii professor, about the events that were organized to honor the surviving sugar workers, acknowledging their contributions to their Big Island community.
The main event is to honor the 9 living cicadas on the Big Island. They are all in their 90s, and we're honoring them because I think that April 9, 2015, Governor David Iges signed the House Bill 604, which is the celebration of the Cicada Day. So we designate every December 20th of each year a Cicada Day. So the House Bill 604 is called Relating to Cicada Day.
Tell us about the 9 survivors.
Well, the 9 survivors basically are the ones that are remaining here on the Big Island. They're part of those that came here on the third wave of Filipinos that were contracted to work for the sugarcane plantation. The first 15 arrived here in 1906, and then these remaining ones arrived in 1946.
And so tell us about the jobs that these surviving 9 had.
Yeah, so when they were hired to work here in Hawaii, they were hired to do plantation, they do labor in the sugarcane plantations, and they are mostly assigned in, Honoka'a area. They work in a plantation with their family, so some of them left on their own, and some of them left their families behind. Right now, since the plantation was closed in 1985, I guess it was, they're living with their families as retired people and enjoying, their lives together with a family.
So who were the 9? Can you share with us?
Yeah, sure. One is Pedro Dominguez. He migrated from Ilocos Norte at the age of 24. The second one is Benigno Gebeng Lagat. He's from Ilocos Norte as well, and is married to Regarda Soling Toribio. And they were able to raise 9 children since living here in Hawaii. He's now 95. We also have another 95 years old, also from Ilocos Norte, Filimon Lorenzo. And then we have Ramon Paho. He was 19 when he migrated from Vigan, Ilocos Sur. He was married to Virgie Cabado and raised three boys. The next one is Agaton Pasalo. He was from Ilocos Norte at the age of 22, and he worked at the Olaa Sugar Mill, Honomo Sugar Mill, and retired from Puna Sugar Company as a crane operator. Now he's 94. We have a 97-year-old Sakada, Marcelino Kirubin. He is from Ilocos Sur, and he was a sugarcane cutter at Pipiqueo Sugar Company. We also have Rafael Quaresma Taruma. Taruma is a Pipiqueo resident and originally from Tawai, Ilocos Norte. He started off as a sugarcane cutter and fertilizer applicator, but eventually worked his way up to a cane truck driver for the Pipiqueo Sugar Company. He is 95 years old. The other one is Fabian Toribio. Toribio is from Kapaau, Kohala, originally from Lawag City, Ilocos Norte. He was assigned to Kohala Sugar Company as a Hana fertilizer man, and then he was assigned as a painter, too. So all of these Sakadas will be honored. So we try to pay respects to our Sakadas who really paved the way of a lot of our lives, you know, the next generation that came to Hawaii. They were the ones, because they also were very involved in labor demonstrations when they were in the plantation. So
that's right, because there were some pretty amazing strikes when you look back at our labor history.
Correct.
And these were our contract laborers. These are the folks whose children also then worked on a lot of these plantations.
That's right. They contribute so much to the economy then, and now since they really make way for the next generation of Filipinos. So just, you know, do not just work in the plantations, but now they are in other fields. So we enjoy, you know, the freedom of working in other fields, like the health area. We now have a new wave of Filipino migrants. We call the whole thing now diaspora of Filipinos. So we try now to connect. We're connecting our past and to reshape our future. So they are our past that now is shaping our future by welcoming all the other Filipino migrants that work in other fields, like education. Like, I came here not knowing what the Sakada endured, and now I enjoy the freedom of teaching in a university where, you know, most Filipinos couldn't even do before. So and a lot of Filipinos endure, you know, enjoyed doing other stuff in the field of arts and sciences and nursing and all other fields. And we owe a lot of this freedom and a lot of these fields that we excel in to our Sakadas.
And because you're a professor of horticulture, what can you tell us about the folks working the farms along that coast, Hamakua and Hilo?
Yeah, so I'm currently involved with people who are, you know, descendants from the Sakadas working in the plantations. Now the papaya, they're papaya. Some of them are papaya growers. Some of them grow other crops like ginger and sweet potato. So these livelihood right now in the Hamakua coast. Actually, some of them were, you know, second, third generation Sakadas, of the Sakadas that are now involved in the growing of papayas in Puna area and sweet potato in the Hamakua coast area. So some of them still have, you know, this vivid memories of how they were in the plantations before, but with a different set of problems because they are involved in a different crop. But with the recent, you know, there's the recent volcanic eruption kind of displaced them again. And these are the things that we're trying to help them maybe divert their lives into something else. Mm-hmm. Because, like, right now we're trying to see whether they can find another place to grow papaya, for example, or maybe divert their crops into something else, because we have had few research before that Hamakua Coast is not suitable for papaya for a lot of reasons, soil type and climatic conditions and all that. So we're trying here at UH Hilo, we're trying to assist farmers to continue their livelihood despite the fact that some of our larger areas that grows papaya have been wiped out by the recent lava flows.
Right, finding a way for the future.
Correct.
That was Catherine Cruz talking with UH Hilo Professor Norman Arancon, who also co-chaired this year's Cicada Day event in Hamakua. Just 3 years ago, the Governor David Ige proclaimed December 20th Cicada Day. Ige's family has roots in plantation life. The governor himself used to work at the Dole Pineapple Cannery.